This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Maybe today you could decide to be a single-minded person. That means a man or woman who says, I'm going to focus on the Lord. And my focus and purpose is going to be with Him and upon Him. I've been following football like many of you and wanting to see who's going to win this thing. I do know this about a football player from years ago by the name of Johnny Unitas, who died, I think, in 2002. Johnny Unitas was considered one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's the only quarterback, I think, who was able to throw a touchdown pass in 47 consecutive games. 47 games, he threw at least one touchdown pass. I don't think anyone's touched that record. I may be wrong. Somebody correct me later. Don't do it now, but make everyone think that I at least know what I'm talking about now. But here's what Johnny Unitas would say, I'm told, before every game. He would talk to the team and say, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Let's play football. Talk is cheap. Let's play football. Today I would give you this word, talk is cheap, but let's live the life. Let's live the life and look to the Lord for wisdom. Let's look to the Lord for the one who said, I want to make you mature and complete. I want to bring you to completion so that at the end of your life, you're not the happiest person that ever lived, but you're mature and complete in me as growing up as a believer in Jesus Christ. There's a verse, and I rarely use phrases out of the King James Version for this simple reason. We don't use King James phraseology today, and that's why I preach out of the NIV, the New International Version. But occasionally there's a time when I say, I want to read this to you out of the King James, and I want to close with a verse out of Isaiah. It's Isaiah 26:3. It goes like this in the King James. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed, S-T-A-Y-E-D, on you, because he trusts in you. The word stayed is a word we don't use, but I looked it up one time and I wanted to know, what does that word stayed mean? And here's what I found out. It literally can mean to lean. Folks, that gave a whole new meaning to that verse to me. The Lord keeps those in perfect peace whose minds lean on the Lord. Everybody leans on something. Everybody leans on someone. What do people lean on? They lean on their bank account. They lean on their education. They lean on their resume. They lean on their experience, their track record. They lean on their health. They lean on their physique. They lean on a lot of things. And you weren't designed, listen carefully, to lean on anything but the Lord. You weren't, and neither was I. We are to lean on the Lord, and that's why at the end of the service, we're going to close out in a few minutes by singing, Learning to Lean. Learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. You're going to find out that the power is on the one who said, I'll give you wisdom. Ask Him for it. I didn't do this in the first service, but I want to do it in this service. Sometimes I feel prompted to do something in one service and not the other. I've never understood that, but maybe the Lord has a reason. I want us just to bow our heads and pray some directed prayer right now. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do, to pray privately and ask the Lord for wisdom in some area in your life this week. There's an issue, there's a problem, there's a dilemma. All of the above in your life for this week. Would you pray about that right now and say, Lord, give me wisdom. And then add to your prayer, Lord, I not only am asking you, I'm going to do what James says. I believe that you have the capability and the willingness to do so because I believe your word, that you will give us that need, you will meet that need without finding fault, without looking for a reason not to do it. That's good news.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.